tennis was reluctant to stray from its conservative upper-class traditions of amateur competition. If you were wealthy, you could play for trophies on an amateur basis as long as you liked. But most of the players found it necessary to go out and earn a living. This classic Ford panel truck represents the no-frills, whirlwind nature of the professional tour. When sports promoter Jack Harris offered the 1947 Wimbledon champion Jack Kramer a 2-year guaranteed contract for $50,000 plus a percentage of the ticket sales to turn pro, the hard-hitting, big-serving Kramer said yes.
You had these players with all of this ability, but literally no place to play. So they kind of took it in their own hands, and they started a barnstorming tour where they would go from city to city. They would set up courts wherever they could. They would play on streets. They had fold-out courts. If you look in the back of the truck, you'll see a representation of a surface that could be unfolded and placed on a street or placed on a hockey rink or placed on any flat surface, and they could play tennis. In one of the pictures up above, you'll see they're actually playing on the ice hockey rink in Madison Square Garden.
It was a risky venture. Not only were these players no longer eligible to play in major amateur events like Wimbledon, but their schedules were often brutal. Traveling thousands of miles each month in 1948, Jack Kramer played a series of 89 matches with Bobby Riggs across the United States. Kramer won the tour 69-20.
Players today, when they count the number of tournaments they play, many times they talk about fatigue and how it leads to injuries. And while all that may be true, you have to realize that these people literally played almost every night. And the pay, it's not like, well, there's a huge sum of money that will be divided between the winner and the runner-up and the third place and the fourth place. Most of the winnings would go to the winner. If you took second place, you really didn't get a whole lot.
Throughout the 1950s, these tours pumped new life into professional tennis. It was very competitive, but it made the players resilient and tough, and it laid the groundwork for the exciting future of open tennis.